Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 4th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. LRP5, a WNT signaling pathway receptor, and platelet activation. This study rigorously examined the role of LRP5, a WNT signaling pathway receptor, in regulating platelet function and hemostasis. Researchers utilized human platelets and LRP5, deficient murine platelets, challenging them with various agonists and inhibitors. The investigation revealed specific mechanisms by which LRP5 influences platelet aggregation and activation pathways. These findings delineate LRP5's critical involvement in thrombogenesis, suggesting it as a potential novel target for antiplatelet therapies. Article number 2. Taurokinodeoxycholic acid alleviates obesity-induced endothelial dysfunction. This study investigated the heterogeneity of endothelial dysfunction in non-hypertensive obese individuals and sought to identify predictive and therapeutic serum metabolites. Utilizing wire myography, researchers confirmed that taurokinodeoxycholic acid, a specific bile acid, effectively alleviates obesity-induced endothelial dysfunction. This breakthrough suggests taurokinodeoxycholic acid could serve as a novel therapeutic target for preventing or treating cardiovascular disease in obese patients. Article number 3. Role of routine surveillance stress testing in patients with or without imaging-guided or physiology-guided PCI. The PROMISEPCI randomized trial, involving 1706 high-risk patients, compared the clinical utility of routine surveillance stress testing versus a symptom-oriented strategy after imaging-guided or physiology-guided percutaneous coronary intervention. The study aimed to definitively establish whether routine stress testing provides additional clinical benefit in this population. While the abstract does not detail the specific outcomes, the comprehensive trial results define the optimal follow-up approach for enhancing post-PCI patient management. Article number 4. Ventricular repolarization is improved by his resynchronization therapy but not by ventricular pacing. This study directly compared his bundle pacing cardiac resynchronization therapy with biventricular pacing cardiac resynchronization therapy for their effects on ventricular repolarization in patients with left bundle branch block. The pivotal finding was that his bundle pacing cardiac resynchronization therapy significantly improved ventricular repolarization, while biventricular pacing did not confer this benefit. This suggests his bundle pacing offers a superior physiological approach to cardiac resynchronization, potentially reducing ventricular arrhythmia risk. Article number 5. Leadless pacemakers are unaffected by external beam radiation in a phantom model. This phantom model study assessed the impact of external beam radiation on leadless pacemakers, specifically the Medtronic Micra VR, using advanced Varian TrueBeam and Ethos systems across various dose rates and flattening filter-free radiation modes. This study conclusively demonstrated that leadless pacemakers remain unaffected by radiation exposure. This crucial finding provides reassuring evidence for managing cancer patients with leadless pacemakers requiring radiation therapy, potentially simplifying treatment protocols. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.